This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Have the mobs won? Welcome to the Savage Nation. It's a question Pat Buchanan asked in a very important article this weekend. Have the mobs already won? I know that the president is very big on rhetoric and very big on tweeting, but apparently the vandals and barbarians have not been arrested and stopped. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Meanwhile, if you can believe this, in California, Governor Mussolini has banned singing and chanting in churches and houses of worship. I couldn't believe it the day I saw this. And so I tweeted on July 2nd, Mussolini banned singing and chanting in churches. I said, this can't be, because we're not living in China. We're not living in North Korea. We're not living in Iraq under Saddam Hussein. I've never seen anything like this. And I thought I was alone. Well, apparently Michael Savage is not alone. Maybe he's alone in radio. But faith leaders have slammed Mussolini's ban on singing in houses of worship, according to an article that just came out. It was reported today by Fox News. California's new guidelines state that places of worship must discontinue singing and dance and chanting activities and limit indoor attendance to 25% of building capacity, blah, 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 or a maximum of 100 attendees, whichever is lower. Now, you understand that Newsom is backed by the most phenomenally radical people in the history of the state of California. They're hardcore Stalinists. They hate religion, as all Marxists do. And just as in the ex-Soviet Union, the church became their enemy. But there are people standing up to Governor Mussolini. Sean Fucht, a pastor in Northern California, started a Let Us Worship petition on his website comparing Newsom to Pharaoh by reading a verse from Exodus. This is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me. What's interesting to me is the Christians are as docile as they have always been. The vandals, the barbarians are killing and rampaging with impunity. The Christians are meek as lambs, destroyed by their own religion. I know that's a powerful statement. You know, but the religion that says turn the other cheek has actually turned you into a sheeple. This is why your religion is being attacked by a man so thin in character as Governor Gavin Newsom. No other governor in the history of the world, no other American politician would have dared do this. You had tens of thousands of barbarians, tens of thousands of vandals gathering outdoors in cities and across the state of California, screaming, chanting, not one word from Governor Newsom. Yet the churches are told to stop singing and chanting. By the way, I don't see any Jewish organizations standing up to Pharaoh Mussolini. Sacramento Christian Center, who told KCRA, quote, in the black culture, singing in churches goes all the way back from 400 years ago during slavery up until now. Singing was our thing that got us through. So apparently a black pastor has stood up to Governor Mussolini, and others have stood up to them. I see nothing from the mosques, and I see nothing from the synagogues. This is an amazingly important story to show you how power mad these left-wing governors are. I want to go back to my comments from July 2nd when I started tweeting. Remember, I haven't been on the air since last Wednesday. I took off Thursday for a recovery day. Friday was a best of for the July 4th holiday. So it's been quite a long weekend. But, you know, my mind never sleeps. I haven't slept either for four nights because the vandals and barbarians in the East Bay of California have been shooting off fireworks till 3 or 4 in the morning. I don't mean firecrackers. I am talking about military grade fireworks. I don't know where they're getting them from. Way beyond M80s. They sound like hand grenades. It sounded like a military assault, softening up the enemy before an infantry assault. The police have been neutralized by the vandals and barbarians and their verminous scum in the press and in the legal profession. The vermin in the legal profession, the vermin in the press, the worthless worms, the solenterates say nothing about the vandals and barbarians. I have a friend who is Mexican, of Mexican descent, who lives in the area over there. He said it's so bad his house shakes at night. His windows are rattling from the barbarians setting off the fireworks. He said his friend's dog died of a heart attack from the noise. Yet Governor Mussolini said nothing. Instead, Governor Mussolini took his venom out on poor meek Christians, telling them you can't sing or chant. It's astounding to me how weak we are as a nation. Very weak from top to bottom with no leadership. Next tweet was on July 4th. Fireworks booms all night long in Richmond, El Cerrito, Oakland, San Francisco. Killing pets, harming health of children and seniors. Governor Newsom, where are you? This is a state of emergency. He said nothing. He cracked down, by the way, over the weekend. Governor Newsom cracked down, not on the vandals and barbarians, but on barbers. He said barbers and hairdressers cannot do their trade. Then something shocking happened. Heavily armed domestic terrorists marched on Georgia. I said, where is the commander-in-chief to stop them? If Trump does not act, the nation may fall to armed leftist terrorist militias. And I linked the story from Atlanta about armed mobs heading to Stone Mountain. They were dressed in military garb with looked like automatic weapons. Not one word from the governor of Georgia. July 5th, New York City, a war zone. Leftist racist Mayor de Blasio absent. After demanding and disbanding undercover cops who took guns away from street thugs. Did you know that New York was a war zone after the cops were deballed and fundamentally disarmed by de Blasio, the communist? You know the story? You don't know anything about it? Mentally ill de Blasio blamed the shootings in New York, which are an epidemic, not on the thugs, not on the barbarians, not at the leftist communists who are behind it, but on the virus. This is what the people got in New York. They got what they deserve. You know, I wrote years ago a book in 06, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, and it wasn't written tongue-in-cheek. It was written as prophecy. July 5th, New York City, a war zone, leftist racist Mayor de Blasio absent. Then I saw a story that I couldn't believe I was looking at. A so-called botanist in London said that plants and collecting plants and fungi are racist. They hired a third worlder to work in the Great Kew Gardens of England. And the first thing he did, one of the first thing he did was say that plant collections themselves are racist. Then we go on to the next tweet. So-called left-wing peaceful protesters are really the smiley face for the violent firebombing looting core of the left. And then I asked a pithy question. Why doesn't Trump act to stop them? This is no longer about police brutality. It's anarchists, communists, and criminals destroying the nation. On July 5th, I tweeted this. If Hitler had been stopped at Munich, World War II could have been avoided. But peaceful socialists appeased him. If you look up Neville Chamberlain, you'll know who I'm talking about. If our own anarchists and communists are not stopped, they will destroy Western civilization. Where are our leaders? Where is our government whose one job is to protect us? The answer is nowhere. And then I really got pissed off and I wrote this. It was my Orwellian moment. Tweeting is not leading. I thought it was as good as anything I saw in 1984. Actually, Brave New World, sorry. Brave New World had all the slogans. So I had my Brave in the World moment when I tweeted, tweeting is not leading. This is the Savage Nation. If you care to comment on any of these comments from have the mobs won to tweeting is not leading, the phone number is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Now let's turn to michaelsavage.com. On the top right is a podcast from last week called The Naked Communist Revolution in America. Probably the most important podcast I ever did. It should be heard by every law-abiding, patriotic, faithful American. The governor of California used his police as undercover police in seven agencies to look for people having a barbecue over the weekend, not to look for the vandals and barbarians who were shooting up cities and towns. Now, here's an interesting story someone sent me on michaelsavage.com. I know it's an uncomfortable story, and it's about blacks owning blacks, the story of William Ellison. I know that you don't want to hear about it. I know it doesn't meet the rhetoric of today, but William Ellison was an African-American born into slavery in April of 1790, born to a slave mother and white slave master father. You can read the whole story yourself. And so he was eventually come to the understanding, he said, I'll read you the article. Why don't you read it yourself? Despite the discrimination, blacks owning blacks continued all the way up to the Civil War, with many African-American slave owners, including Ellison, contributing and supporting the Confederate side. I know it's uncomfortable. I know they don't teach this at Harvard because they teach nothing at Harvard but garbage now. And so how in the world can America survive with vermin like Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, and all of the other communists in the media? I'll call them what they are. I don't care what they say. They may as well be working for the Communist Party USA for what they are doing to this incredible nation. Now, on the other side of the coin, there are many men who are actually at their breaking point. I've met some. They're ready to snap. They don't know who to strike out at. They're holding their fire. They're holding their powder. But I will tell you this. They've all given up on Trump. I'm just telling you like it is. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you think he has a secret 5D chess plan that he's playing. They say no, he's an absentee leader. He's doing nothing. He's full of hot air. All he does is talk and does not act. Then they say, well, the governors are supposed to act. Then they say, didn't you say 2 weeks ago he shouldn't take the bait? Because if he did act, they would call him a dictator, and that he's trapped between a rock and a hard place, so to speak. He can't do anything. Well, guess what? I'm not a leader. Leaders are supposed to be smarter than talk show hosts. They have legions of the smartest people on earth around them, don't they? I don't. I'm a man alone in a room with an old blind dog. That's all I have. I'm an immigrant son living through a communist revolution right in my own nation. This is not Vietnam. This is not China. This is not Cambodia. This is the United States of America witnessing and living through a communist revolution with vandals and barbarians as the street armies of the night.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You know, I told you, welcome back to the Savage Nation, folks. I know that many of you are listening avidly, and I know you don't call the show. It's okay. I understand that. I will remind you of two things. Even if you're listening to the show online, not through a radio station, it's the same phone in number, 855-400-7282. We're living in unprecedented times. I lived through the civil rights movement. I lived through the killings at Kent State. I lived through the Vietnam War protests. I have never lived through an outright, overt, naked communist revolution where vermin knocking over all of the iconic statues of America with impunity. First, they softened up the police. After the police were neutralized, the mobs went after the symbols of America. They're so crazy that they knocked over a statue of an African-American hero. They don't care. Don't you understand that it's not about slavery anymore? Don't you get what this really is? This is about destroying the United States of America. Comes down to a simple phrase from the radical feminists who basically started it all. Bring it all down, man. Bring it all down, man. Any statue of any man is a target now. It's Western civilization. Don't you remember the chant of the 60s? Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western Civ has got to go. You don't remember the girls at the colleges who were just expressing their bodies themselves? Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilization has got to go. All you good liberals in Berkeley sitting up there on your pompous little hills, you know that you're sitting there like sitting ducks. They could run you over and nobody will help you. The cops that you helped hate are not there anymore. When the hordes come up the hills of Oakland, of Berkeley, and all of the East Bay, who are you going to call? There's no one left to call. You neutralized the thin blue line. Because liberalism is a mental disorder. So I turn now to my president, a man I still pray will step into the breach and save the nation, Donald Trump. I'm still going to vote for him. Because the alternative is dismal. But you see, I'm different than you. Many of you are just not going to vote at all. This is why he got elected last time. Do you remember what I said to you in 2015? I said, for the millions of you who have not voted because you know it's all a crock of garbage. Remember I said to you, I know that you haven't voted in several elections because you know that no matter who you elect, you get the same garbage. Remember? Remember what Bush did to this country? And many of you, I said, please go out and vote because your vote matters. And you were the difference, that thin razor difference in the Electoral College that put President Trump in the office. You are who I am talking to today. Because many of you have said, I'm not voting for him. I'm not voting for Biden, but I'm not voting for him. I hear it. Don't think I don't hear it. Do not think I do not hear it. I do hear it.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. You want to know what's going on? Let me tell you what's going on. There are millions of armed men in America. Ex-military, current military, ex-police, current police. They're armed to the teeth and they're boiling over with rage because they see nobody stepping into the breach. And so Pat Buchanan asks, have the mobs won? I ask, is Trump doing enough? What should be done? Pat says the case can be made that the mob has won already. People, I wouldn't call them people, but he says people have gotten away with massive demonstrations blocking roads, highways and parks. Shopping areas in elite and working class sections of scores of cities have been torched and burned and looted. Police have been insulted, taunted and showered with debris. And the result, he says, is that mobs' demands to defund the police have been met by political concessions and capitulations. Minneapolis is moving to abolish its police force entirely. New York communist mayor Bill de Blasio has taken away $1 billion from the NYPD budget. But the so-called protesters who are communists are camping out at City Hall demanding more. Consider what else the radicals and rioters have accomplished. They have made mass civil disobedience an acceptable and even praiseworthy form of protest. They have won near immunity from burning and looting stores. Do you have any idea where we are in this nation? You know, look, I'm an American just as you are. You know, I went around July 4th and I see the whites in the suburbs oblivious, like dummies, oblivious, running around on motorboats, tubes, a hot dog in their Big Yap. I don't blame them in a way, but on the other hand, you want to scream out. You feel like you're in Brobbingdang. You feel like stopping the average white guy in the street and say, do you have any idea what's going on around you, dummy? But you don't do that because they wouldn't know what you were talking about, number one. And number two, you get arrested, especially here in California, here in Northern California. You see all the compliant sheeple wearing masks on bicycles, running. I can't believe my eyes. All of the wild, crazy left wingers are running around with masks on their faces, like the little sheeple they always were, egging on the protesters. By the way, there's no such thing as a peaceful protester anymore. They are not protesters at all. They're vandals and barbarians, and they're using the street thugs as their military arm. Don't think that it's that little college girl marching with her girlfriend in the street for this or for that. That's the peaceful protester. She loves the thugs who break the windows. She really enjoys seeing the thugs and barbarians pelting the police with rocks and Molotov cocktails. So they're all one and the same. They're all the same. This is no longer peaceable assembly, as guaranteed all of us Americans. When you have a mob that contains within it the seeds of violence and destruction, that mob is no longer a peaceful protester. They're all one and the same, as far as I am concerned. So he says, okay, Michael, what are you calling for? You're now Donald Trump's advisor in the White House. What would you say he'd do? So let's run through the options together. What does he do? Well, the military has turned on him. They've already told him they won't do what he wants to do. All of the generals have conducted a 10 days in May job on him. They fundamentally have told him he's alone. All the generals, current and former, have turned against the president. They said, you're not using the military for domestic disturbances. There's no precedence for it. Now, they're all liars. Every one of them is a left winger, a Bushy type, just the whole liberal Republican type. And they're lying. They want Trump isolated and alone. Because I gave you seven examples from the past, going back to 1955, not 1855, when the military was in fact used to quell civil disturbances that threatened to burn cities down. All the way back to 1955, Eisenhower, great man, used the military. 82nd Airborne, 101st Airborne. They came in and they took care of business, and the mobs were stopped. People were killed, that is true. But the burning and looting stopped, and it stopped cold. It never came back until now. And now, because we have a complicit communist press, I can name the groups and the CNN and you know the whole thing. We know who they are. We know who runs MSNBC. And CNN, but they're not the only ones. The entire constellation, you on channel 4, 5, 2, 7, you are the problem. You loser with pancake makeup with that $1 million sound truck that does nothing. You are the reason they're getting away with it. You liar, you. I don't know how the hell you get up in the morning, all you Bay Area news truck morons getting up there with the weather. News and weather together every 10 minutes, and you give us nothing but trash and garbage. You never, ever show us the true faces of evil. So you are the problem. You destroyed America. You are destroying America. You're afraid of your newsroom boss. And who is your newsroom boss? When you go to some J school and come out a diehard left-wing fanatic who at night puts on black masks and trashes windows himself or herself? That's the news business today. Who are the anarchists, by the way? Who are the anarchists? How far back does this go? When did they actually start? Oh, it goes way back. Way back. Maybe you heard of the 1920 bombing on Wall Street. Maybe you know about the Italian anarchists of the time, the Gallianists. Maybe you know that the anarchist movement in here, by the way, it started way before then. 1920, bombing of Wall Street, 38 dead, 100 seriously injured against the financial core of America, New York Stock Exchange, 38 fatalities, mostly young people who worked as messengers, stenographers, clerks, and brokers. Bomb caused more than $2 million in property damage, which would be like $50 million today. Destroyed most of the interior spaces of the Morgan Building. And the bombing stimulated renewed efforts by police and federal investigators to track the activities and movements of foreign radicals. We don't have foreign radicals now. These are not foreign radicals. This is no longer Sacco and Vanzetti. It's not Galleanists from Italy. It's not Sacco and Vanzetti. These are domestic terrorists who are being funded by domestic terrorist funding organizations. We all know who they are. We know the name. The name has become an acronym for civil unrest and violence. He's funded these movements for years. Him and his weakling son in New York City. I don't even have to say the name. You know who they are. So you ask, well, where's Trump? Have the mobs won? Is Trump doing enough? What should be done? Women in particular have given up on Trump. By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm saying it because I want him to hear it. You say, oh, you're stabbing him in the back. No, I'm not stabbing him in the back. I'm advising him how to possibly, maybe, hopefully win the election, which is to understand he's losing the election. It's not that they're going to vote for Joe Biden and the mayhem that will follow. It's they won't vote at all. Do you understand they'll sit the election out? You see, this is the thing about the stupidity of these people making fortunes around Trump. All these carpetbaggers, these fundraiser carpetbaggers, they're stupid. They're not that smart. They inveigle their way into the campaign. They make, what, 10, 15% off for every dollar they raise out there. And then they send these stupid things out. If you don't vote for Biden, you're going to have socialism. What the hell do you think we have now? What do you want? Oh, you mean so it's more socialism as opposed to less socialism? An article just came out that Trump bailed out wealth management firms with the paycheck protection program. Money that was supposed to go to you, the little guy, went to them. Could you believe this? How corrupt this is? Wealth management firms among those that got bailouts. Also, tech startups got money. Media outlets got money. Political organizations got money. All from President Trump's paycheck protection program. So we go all the way back to 2015. I encourage the millions of you who had set out elections saying we're getting the same thing no matter who we vote for. I'm not voting at all. I'm asking you, are you going to vote this time? For what? Does it really matter if Biden wins at the end of the day? I mean, well, maybe. We hear that Trump rebuilt the military. Now they turned on him. I'm glad the military is rebuilt. So who are they fighting? Nobody. Who's the military fighting? Who's the National Guard fighting? Nobody. And what about that border? Oh, well, that was then. This is now. No, that's an old story. Now it's about Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore is the issue, not the border. Can any one man protect this country? Can someone actually do anything? Oh, sure they can. Sure they can. Absolutely 100%. If we had a strong leadership and a strong leader who was not checkmated at every turn by advisors around him, and God knows what other reasons he's being checkmated. Yes, of course a strong leader could save this country. No question. And if Trump stepped into the breach and saved America, by doing what? Well, you start doing what you said you're going to do. That's all. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. I don't have to hire the brain trust to figure out what to do. We know the names of the groups that are causing the riots and destruction. Every one of them has an organizational name. Every one of them has tens of millions of dollars in donations. You start with them. Choke off their money. Make believe they're ISIS in America. How could this nation, which defeated Pablo Escobar through the bravest men in the world, who went underground, undercover, into the dens of the most dangerous people on the planet, the drug cartels of Colombia. How could a nation that has men like that, who could defeat Pablo Escobar, not undermine and bring down the heads of Antifa and these other terrorist organizations? The answer is they're not doing it. Why are they not doing it? Because the commander-in-chief has not ordered them to do it. That's why.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
So the question of the day on the Savage Nation is, have the mobs won? Is Trump doing enough, and what should be done? Would you vote for him again? And if you do, why? Is the mob winning? They seem to have won at every turn. They're burning. They're looting. They've neutralized the police. The communists have accomplished a great deal. Not one of them really is in jail. They have immunity for burning and looting stores. We are being intimidated in our own homes by these armed mobs. David in the Bay Area, go ahead, please. What's on your mind? Speak. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage, and thank you for your work that you do in supporting the cause of freedom and liberty. I really, really appreciate it.
Could you make it 30 seconds or less, because we're almost dead out of time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just don't know what to do. I feel I'm at my wit's end about these liberals. You can't have a discourse with them without them getting violent, and then they blame it on you if you threaten them back.
Well, that's what bullies do. The liberals are not liberals. Never call them liberals again. Call them bullies. They learned an old tactic, which is winning through intimidation. They learned it through the radical feminist movement. Always attack, never give an inch. It's called bullying. It's not called liberalism. There are no liberals in America. They're all bullies. So you have a choice, which either fight or flight. That's all. They're pushing you to fight back. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm an RN. I'll lose my job if I resist this too much, you know?
Correct. If you go online and you say one word, you get fired. They know that, too. Most of the bullies, by the way, are all secret cowards. They never disclose who they are. That's why they wear masks at night. God knows how many of them teach at universities or work in the news business. This is the Savage Nation. Have the mobs won?
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
Podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book. See the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Have the mobs won? Is Trump doing enough? Would you vote for him again? Basically, that's the topic for today. Now, armed black protests, there's about 1,000 of them in military gear with what looked like semi-automatic weapons. Didn't hear one word about guns from all the liberals who are gunophobes. Not one word when they were in the hands of the black radicals. They provocatively marched through a Confederate Memorial Park and they said, come on, cracker, let's get it on. See, that's a little different than the white protesters you may have seen with weapons looking intimidating to all you bully liberals, because the whites didn't go out and say, let's get it on to anyone, did they? You missed that little subtle difference. So the epidemic of anti-white incidents have exploded in America, being brushed aside and covered up by the vermin in the media. Whether it be an old Jewish woman sitting on a stoop in Borough Park, Brooklyn, being punched in the face by an African-American man walking by. who just punches her in the mouth. That's not an incident. That doesn't count to the mentally ill bullies called liberals. So what do we do about it? I'm not the president. People say, well, you talk a lot. What are you going to do about it? What should I do about it? Or you expect me to do something about it? I'm a talk show host. I present ideas in as cogent and entertaining a form as I may. I write books as well as I can. That's all I can do. I don't do anymore. I'm not a community organizer. I'm not a fundraiser who makes 15% vig off the top of every dime I raise for Donald Trump. What do you think? They all love him? You take a look at the fundraisers around them. Half of them worked for Democrats before, and they'll work for Democrats tomorrow. You see the messaging coming out of this dunce group? A group of, like, they may as well wear dunce caps. There is no message. What is Trump's message for the voter for this election? Tell me, don't vote for him? That's not enough of a message. I sent to the inner team, I do communicate, whether they read it or not, I don't know. I said, please use borders, language, and culture. I've used it as my watchword since 1994. Analyze it every which way you can. It cannot be attacked. It's unassailable. What do you mean, culture, Savage? Well, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it applies to you too, you dummy. That's how you get away with the murder you're committing, the murder against the nation, you mobs. You're hiding behind the Constitution. The very Constitution that you're tearing down, you use as a weapon against we, the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. So borders are clear. We need firm borders. We need a cohesive language, or else it'll be a Tower of Babel, and we need a culture. All of our cultural... If ever you didn't know what culture meant, you know what it is now, because the bullies are tearing down statues. Any statue has nothing to do with slavery, nothing. It's way past slavery. Nothing to do with slavery. It's tearing down our heritage. That's all it is. You want me to bring up sports? When in the history of this world has a major league sports star stood up and said July 4th is a white supremacist holiday? Tell me when that's ever happened before. Tell me how that could even go on. Now, if you're the kind of moron who puts his hat on backwards and goes to a ball game after this, you're getting what you deserve. You are getting exactly what you deserve because you have the power of the purse. It has to stop. The violent crime is surging in all cities. In New York City, 500,000 middle-class residents have fled. In Baltimore, a mob of barbarians and vandals tore down a statue of Columbus and threw it into the harbor because the police had been neutralized by the vermin who are running the city. Violent crime is out of control in most of these cities. You know, yesterday was a beautiful day here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I went out on a boat. I haven't been on boats for a long time. I gave up boating a while ago. I'm back in boating. So I took the boat with someone to the city of San Francisco. I didn't go in. We drove by it, and the fellow on the boat said to me, that's the most beautiful city in the world to look at from the bay. He said, but you can't set foot in it. I said, I know. It started with letting the bums crap in the streets. We complained about it. And the garbage that they put into office here looked the other way. So they told you to worry about the white militias. You got people crapping outside windows of restaurants and no one stopped them. There's normal civilians, normally in a civil society, the people would have stopped them. You know that if a man pulled his pants down in Mexico and bared himself and crapped outside a restaurant, he'd be, you know what happened to him in Mexico? They wouldn't call the police because the men of Mexico would have taken care of it themselves. Let's leave it at that. Nice, mild land. We'll leave it mild. Mild. We're not in a regular house here. It's a national broadcast picked up around the world. So here they crap in the streets, the vandals, the barbarians. That's how it started. And we're told that there are sacred cows. The homeless, we're told, as though there's a word homeless, like it has a meaning. That's a complete construct of the left. Show me where in the U.S. Constitution or Bill of Rights it says a man is entitled to a home. Tell me where in nature an animal is entitled to a home. That's why I love nature. It's why I study animals. They understand reality. If they don't hunt, they don't eat. There's no welfare giving them a free fish. And they take care of their young. They're not out all night shooting off firecrackers or putting crack into their nostrils, into their lungs. A pelican has more sense than most Americans. I watch and I marvel at the seabirds of the San Francisco Bay Area. And I see pelicans. They've been around millions of years. I watch them teach their young to fly, to fish, to survive predators. I watch them work as a social group. And I wonder at the beauty of nature. It sustains me. I look at plants. I ask, how can a flower still grow in this broken-hearted nation? I sometimes wonder, how can a plant even grow in this country? The left has so destroyed the fabric of this society, all the while pretending that they're the victims and the underdog, while we the people sit here like morons, not only doing nothing, but saying nothing. You won't even say it to your neighbor. You see, I'm out there. You say, well, what are you doing? I am telling you, one man sees it, an immigrant son. I see my nation melting down. I'm awake every night because the vandals and barbarians across the bay are shooting off military-grade fireworks and the police do nothing because the police have been deballed and neutralized by the vermin. So all night long, the nocturnal creatures are up. Boom, 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 and the sound blasts across the bay. And they're laughing at you because they know they can get away with it. The same ones who knock over statues and knock out the peace and quiet. They want to disturb you. They want you to be disturbed. Isn't that what the left said? No justice, no peace. And what justice is it that they want? Do you have any idea what they actually want? Well, they want what's not theirs. They want what's not theirs. They want to take from you what you have and what you earn. Your house, your apartment, your car, your wife, your child, your dog. Whatever you have, they want without working for it, just by taking it. Might makes right. Now, what inventions have the barbarians and vandals that are blowing things up in this country created? Nothing. Zero. They've contributed nothing to this society. Nothing but hatred. So where is the Senate? Where are the Congress people like Pelosi, one of the richest women in the world? She's not Marcius Agrippa's wife. She's not Cato the Younger's wife. She's not Aulus Gabinius's wife. She's not Marcus Licinius Crassus's wife. She is Mr. Pelosi's wife. She's a Roman senator. Wouldn't you think that a powerful Roman senator would want to stop this mayhem in the name of civil order? I don't know. Where is she? And where is the great Madame Feinstein, another wealthy, powerful billionaire? Where is she? Do they think that they are immune to the hordes and the mobs? Do they think that the lions who are now devouring the Christians will not come for them? The cruelty that we now see in the streets being inflicted upon the average innocent person by the mobs and vandals under the guise of anti-racism or anti-fascism? Do you think it will not touch these Roman senators of ours? The Agrippas, the Gabiniuses, the Catos of our time. They have the power that goes all the way back to the beginning of this nation. They are the true lords and masters of this nation. They have the power to unleash the most powerful forces imaginable, both secret and overt, upon the barbarians and vandals. And yet they do nothing. So you have to ask yourself, why do they do nothing? Why do the Roman senators of today do nothing? Apparently they like the mayhem. On the Republican side, they're making tons of money off it. Oh, yeah. See, you haven't put two and two together. The greed bags called Republicans are making tons of money by raising money, telling you that they'll solve the problem if only you'll elect Donald Trump. That we'll have socialism. That's a new bug. Oh, we'll have socialism. We'll have something. We don't have it now. We are all socialists now. What do you think the Paycheck Protection Program is, moron? What is that? Investment advisors, tech startups, media outlets, political organizations, all cashed in on money. Government payroll loans during the coronavirus crisis. CNBC compiled a list of the tech startups and venture capital firms that receive Paycheck Protection Program. Now, why would venture capital firms get money? Can anyone explain that to me? Tell me, how is that possible? I have a list of them right here. Why read them to you? What would it mean to you? Nothing. Fiu Vision, a 3D computer vision, a machine learning company, received between $1 and $2 million. Why? Karma Automotive, an electric vehicle startup, received between $5 and $10 million in loans. Who are these companies? Software companies. Quantcast, which helps brands advertise with its artificial intelligence technology, got $5 to $10 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans. How is this possible? How did they get the money? Turo, a car sharing marketplace, received $5 million to $10 million in loans. Zendrive, which uses mobile sensor data to provide insights that improve safety, got $1 to $2 million in money that was meant for you. The people have been driven out of business. The full list is available on michaelsavage.com, which links to the SBA, which you can access by going to michaelsavage.com. And so you understand now how they got this money. It's called Protexia. They make a donation to a congressman, or if they're really big, to a senator. And then the senator or congressperson goes to the Small Business Administration and lobbies for them and gets them the loan. And that's a cycle of how it works. So you didn't get the money. I know at least two people who are bankrupt. I know a restaurant in San Francisco that survived World War I, World War II, and an earthquake. A family-owned business that's an institution in the city of San Francisco could not survive Gavin Newsom. It survived two world wars and an earthquake, but it could not survive Gavin Newsom's mask orders. Could not survive what this governor did to the state, because he didn't have to do this. It's power madness. Some of you will argue it's to destroy the economy so Trump loses. I don't know. That's a little too far-fetched for me. I don't believe so. Trump administration releases a list of companies that receive most money from small business loans. Can you believe this? Can you believe a tech startup company and a venture capital firm would get money from the Paycheck Protection Program funding while friends of mine with small restaurants are leaving the state? Their restaurants are boarded up. Can you believe how corrupt this whole system is? Which leads right back in a loop to number one question of the day. Have the mobs won? Is Trump doing enough? You see, I guess we haven't lobbied enough to get him to crack down on Antifa and the other mobs in the streets. Because that's the only way you get action in this country, isn't it? You buy your way into power, to the corridors of power. So unless we can lobby the presidency, he won't do anything. Is that it? What, do we have to raise money to get there and say, now we want you to act on it? Is that the problem here, Robert? Is that what I'm missing? Maybe I just figured it out. Maybe we haven't lobbied enough. Well, I guess we don't have a congressman or senator we can buy. Maybe that's the problem.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
So, you know the topic of the show, and I was reading some Roman history over the weekend, some light reading, and I found this line which I'd like to share with you. Quote, Romulus slowly began to lose the goodwill of his subjects in the Senate. Really? Romulus slowly began to lose the goodwill of his subjects in the Senate, I read. Well, that could apply to Governor Mussolini. It could apply to President Trump. It could apply to any politician, since they're away without leave. They're letting the vandals and barbarians decimate our civilization. This goes across the board to all races, all religions, meaning the whole middle class sees what they're doing. The whole middle class is crying out for leadership and getting zero back. Jill in California, 30 seconds or less. What's on your mind?
Just calling Dr. Savage to say hello. I'm a woman. I'm going to vote.
Please, can you just tell us what your point is? Please, 30 seconds or less.
I need him to say something that's going to get us to vote for him. Even though I'm going to vote for him, he seems to be wavering. with not a clear way of getting our support. I don't want to hear about the fake news anymore. I don't want to hear his twittering back and forth words. For
all right, I get it. That's what I'm saying. You're tired of hearing the same story about, you know, Crazy Joe, Sleepy Joe, or like the idiots in radio call them plugs, like it's funny, these second-rate minds. We need a little bit more, like a little leadership is what you're saying, right?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Thank you. That's all. Next case.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Are these the last dark days of our republic? People are asking. You say, oh, come on, that's hyperbole. It'll all be fine. America will come back. You're really sure of that, huh? You believe that hype? When you have mobs in the streets, blocking highways, no arrests. Torching, looting, no arrests. Do I have to spell out for you what you see? They have immunity for burning, looting, beating people up. They're spitting on the white race. I mean, let's be clear. Many of them are white, by the way. Actually, the progenitors of this hatred of Caucasians is coming from Caucasians because they're not race-based. They are political-based, and their politics are that of Marxism, hardcore. I actually call them Leninists, or you can call them Maoists, you can call them Stalinists. It doesn't matter what you call them. They are the equivalent of the Vandals and Barbarians at this stage. But make no mistake about it. Should they seize power anywhere, they will induce you into total submission, coerce you into total submission, and take everything away from you that you earned, all under the guise of I take it from you because of racism. This is how it's working. First, they make you guilty for being born. Then they make you guilty for having worked your whole life to achieve a modicum of civility. Then they say, it's mine, and it belongs to me, and I'm taking it. This is how it works. So we know this. See, intuitively, people understand what's going on, but the leaders make believe they don't know what's going on. So Mussolini, the governor, says, I'm going to crack down on barbers and hairdressers. What? Or Mussolini says, no singing or chanting in churches. What? No outcry from one synagogue in the whole country, in the whole state? Well, what's wrong with these people? You call that a rabbi? That's a rabbi who doesn't say one word about it? Where are the imams? Where are the Muslims on this? They too are going to be made silent by Governor Mussolini? Then on the national level, monuments, one after the other, making no sense whatsoever, all thrown down. Trump spoke loudly last week that it's a 10-year crime. Anyone go to jail yet? Be on the lookout. Who are they? Where's the FBI? Where are all the secrets? Where's the NSA? All the spy agencies, we were told, listening in on everything we do. The iPhones are listening. They know everything we do. So how come they don't know who's doing this? Then we had a soft military coup 2 weeks ago when all the generals said to Trump, no, we're not letting you use us to quell the rebellion. Because it's unconstitutional, which is a complete crock of BS. I mean, these generals are not stupid men. They went to military schools. They know the history of America. Military has been used at least since Eisenhower to quell riots, to put them down like the feral dogs they are. That's what military does. If the National Guard will not be called out, the military is called out. If the states won't act, the federal government acts in the name of the nation. So who is it who's the most frightened and feeling it the most? The women. Either the men are too, I don't know, in another world, they're making believe they don't see it, or they're just fobbing it off and saying, don't worry, it's nothing. The women feel it. See, the women always feel it. And the women of America, I'm talking only about the women who voted for Trump. I don't care about the others. I don't care about them at all, what they think. The women who voted for Trump are now terrified that he's doing nothing. That's what's going on right now. Now, if you want to talk about any of these topics, let's go for it. But please keep it to 30 seconds or less. Don't ask me how I am. Don't tell me how honored you are to speak to me. I'm not of the frail ego type who needs to be called a great American. The only great Americans are in military cemeteries, those who died in combat. Those are the only great Americans. Anyone in radio says he's a great American is a lying putz. Giovanna in Marin, line 3, go ahead, please.
Michael, I would rather have the mafia take over these guys. And with a saddened heart, I'm going to have to vote for Trump. I don't even know if it's going to make a difference, because we're all played like puppets.
Giovanna, where is the mafia? What, it's a fiction, isn't it, of Francis Ford Coppola? Where's the mafia?
Well, the old-time mafia that my family was with a long time ago is...
Well, Giovanna, we know that Lucky Luciano worked with the U.S. government to bring down the Nazis on our waterfront. He did a deal with them when the government needed to get into the terrorists who were blowing up ships, sabotaging our ships in World War II. The government was smart enough to go to those who controlled the waterfront. So they went to the gang leaders, and Luciano made a deal with them. And the deal was, we'll find them, turn them over to you if we get what we need out of the deal. So where are the gangsters now? Why are they not helping us?
I don't know, but I do know this. I have girlfriends that would never have thought a year ago to buy guns, but they're buying them now.
Do they know how to use them?
They're taking gun lessons.
Your guns are very dangerous for people who don't know how to use them. And that's number. They should understand that. And the sound of a gun when it goes off will scare most people who've never shot a gun. You know, it's one thing to go to a range with a guy teaching you how to shoot, and you wear earplugs and goggles, and you stand there and you shoot at a paper target. It's another thing to actually hear the gun without an earmuff, number one. Number two, when you're shooting at someone who's very skilled, or let's say grew up in a world of killing people. I mean, let's be very blunt. Take a look at how the vandals and barbarians are killing each other for no reason. They shot 8-year-old girls over the weekend. They're not afraid of gunfire. You're not going to get into a shootout with them and win. Let me tell you that right now. The girl will fire one shot and think it's going to stop the war. So, you know, a lot of this is mythology. It's like guys who take up martial arts. Ho, ho, hey, ho, ho. They get in a street fight and the guy knocks him out with one punch. You ever see that happen? Oh, hey. 20 years, the guy trains in black uniforms. He's killing bags. He's killing his students. Imagine it. And he goes in the street, one interchange with some guy in the street. There's a street fight. He gives him a whack in the face and he's down. It's terrible. So I don't think the average citizen is prepared to defend themselves. That's what the police are for. Giovanna.
Well, my friends, I mean, women are scared. They are scared.
Okay, I could see them having a gun for a sense of security in their house.
Right.
Would they actually know how to use it if someone broke in and threatened them or their family? Would they?
I don't know.
They don't know either.
Be seen.
I mean, real life, it's like taking simulated flight training and then trying to fly a jet. Right? Or taking simulated flight training and trying to fly a Piper, a little airplane. It's two different things. But wait, Giovanna, do you live in Marin County?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, boy.
Oh, well, we can open up that Pandora's box. How do you feel about Governor Mussolini doing what he's doing?
My God, I think I used to like him somewhat years ago when he was more in the center, but he's gone off the rails because he has the Getty and Pelosi money behind him. And I think he's just doing a terrible job.
But why would the Gettys want society to collapse? Why would a billionaire family want society to collapse, according to your theory?
I think it's part of here we go with the big conspiracy. But I think it's part of the overall takeover.
But they already have everything.
Submission.
California is ruled by a single cadre. That is more powerful than any in the history of the state. They have no opposition whatsoever. There's no Republican Party to speak of. There's no newspapers. There is no television opposition. There's only a few voices like my own. So what more power can they get?
I don't know. But people...
Is it power for power's sake? You're telling me that the Gettys or those folks are not appalled by a city that died under their own watch? I don't buy that theory. I really don't. I don't think that they understand that they did this. I think that they did it through absenteeism rather than by design. So, okay, the bottom line is, look, what's the title of the show, Giovanna? Have the mobs already won? Is Trump doing enough? And your answer is what, please?
Yes, they have. to some extent, yes. Because the mobs could be controlled in a matter of hours if he wanted it. But I think Trump's hands are tied. I heard his speech, and I really felt that he was so sincere in what he was saying. But I think his hands are tied.
Why are his hands tied is the real question. How are they tied and by whom?
Maybe he's threatened. I don't know. But there's so much that we don't know. I mean, we know...
See now, you're speaking in an intuitive, intelligent manner that I'm actually clamoring to get out there in the world through my show. I believe the women can feel something's wrong with the whole Trump presidency, and they don't know how to put their finger on it.
Right.
They're saying, why doesn't he act? He speaks loudly and carries a limp stick.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that right? Talk softly, carry a big stick. He speaks loudly and carries a limp stick. Why does he do nothing to them? Women wanted a strong man to save the country. They did not want that slimy thing called Obama to get away with it again. They didn't want another Obama to do it in the form of a rhino. So they voted for Trump, a tough-talking New York businessman. And we all thought we'd get a real tough street fighter, correct?
Right. And I think he is that, but I can't put my finger on it. It's just something I feel.
Aha. Now, if anyone could tell me the answer to that, I'd be very, very happy indeed. No one knows why. Where's the compromise coming from? What prevents him from actually cracking down on these barbarians and vandals? Remember, he has the full force of the U.S. military and all of our intelligence agencies to do so. We have some of the most remarkably powerful undercover agents in this country. Where are they? Why have they not infiltrated these mobs and taken them down? Ask yourself, where are they? Why are they not inside these mobs identifying the leadership and taking them down? Why are they not there?
Mates that are around him.
All right, so we keep hearing Kushner did it, Ivanka did it. I've heard it 1,000 times. I don't actually believe that. I don't believe that either. I think there's something we don't know that prevents him from acting. And one of the things, let's take it from the top for a minute. I know we're running short of time, Giovanna, so let's try to isolate what the issue is. Say, okay, so it's actually a strategy to let the mobs run wild, thinking that the more mayhem before the election, the better it is for him. Would you say that that's a possible theory of his inner circle?
Possibility.
That they're actually letting the mobs tear down our civilization in order to scare people into voting for him. Would that be a rational possibility?
That's a possibility, but I don't know how. I don't know.
I don't accept that because it's gone too far.
It has gone too far.
Okay.
So there's something.
So I don't accept that at all. There's something else, and we can't put our finger on it. And we have to find out real fast for the sake of the nation, because we're entering some of the darkest days I have ever lived through. Have you ever lived through days as nerve-wracking as these in your life?
No, and I try not to take things personally, but I do take this personally because it has to do with a country that I love. And it has to do with our freedom.
Me too. I'm an immigrant son. My grandfather fled the tyranny of Bolshevism. I'm a man-child in a promised land. I struggle since I'm 5 years old to achieve what I have in life. And now they want to take it away from me, claiming I'm a racist. This is the new game. It's a game. It's called a game. You call a man a racist and take what's his. And so if the man can't protect it, you take it from him. You know, there's an old adage. A man can only hold on to what he can himself protect. Have you ever heard that one?
No, I mean,
look, I could go into great detail about all of this self-protection stuff, but, you know, vigilantism is also a possibility because it was used in the past in lawless times. In fact, San Francisco once had a very active vigilantism because there was such lawlessness in the 1850s, 1860s that vigilante groups were formed to protect the average person. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure you know more than we're talking. Did we ever meet once and have a conversation? I think we did.
Yes, we did, and it was about.
And you were deeply connected to a political family, if I'm correct. Yes.
No.
Somebody. Okay, so the women feel it. The women fear it, and the women are asking, "Why is Trump so weak?" In other words, you don't want to hear any more crap about, you know, this. We're going to do that. Da da da. you know, I'm going to do this to them, I'm going to do that for them. Do something about it. Aren't you saying do something? Isn't it like having a husband who talks loudly and is doing nothing?
Oh, my God. That would be awful.
But is it not like having a husband who talks tough and then you're confronted by a bully in a parking lot and he runs away and you have to defend yourself? Isn't that what this feels like?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry to say it. You're not alone. I'll be back.
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
It is the Savage Nation. I know there was a lot of material in today's program going all the way back to the main topic, which is, have the mobs already won? Is Trump doing enough? Western civilization is falling. Where is he? And if you missed any of it, including my mention of the historical fact that there were blacks who owned slaves themselves, which you're not allowed to, I guess, know. You need to have history erased. It's actually a well-known fact. There's a book called The History of Black Business in America. You should know about that as well. But let's move past that. Many of you are offended by my even raising the question because you're the MAGA types. You say, how dare you criticize him? You're stabbing him in the back. You're all wrong. The show has an opening to it, this show, in which the phrase psychological nudity is played as a warning to you. Psychological nudity, meaning I strip bare all of the BS and get down to the core of what you're feeling. And I know what you're feeling. I know what you're feeling. Something is wrong. Russiagate is over. General Flynn was cleared. Something's wrong. Something does not add up why he's not fighting back. So we're really a hairbreadth away from becoming an overt communist nation. With no press, we have no press already, but for a few shows here and there and a little peep here and there on Fox News or this or that, there is no opposition to the one-party rule and no media whatsoever. All of the empty boys with their sound trucks and pancake makeup. So the question is, what do you do about it? The answer is, I don't have an answer for you. How's that? I know what I do about it. Is I get up every day and I try to do the best I can on the Savage Nation.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.